Hi, this is Professor Pooch of ProfessorPooch.com. Studio owners and surviving and succeeding in the 21st century. What has become quite obvious with the insane advancements in technology, including the marketing, distribution, and promotion abilities of the internet and social networking, more and more people are becoming interested in getting into the music industry. Of course, this technology also makes it more and more probable that the musician has recording tools right in his or her own house. Now, what can you offer them that they can't do on their own? Well, number one, obviously quality, which they don't realize until they come into a real studio and see, listen, and experience the difference. And two, the total experience. Or as much as you can provide, whether it's at your studio or elsewhere. So the answer is to get musicians, producers, etc. into your studio and to also offer services that they need, possibly all in one place. Studio owners need to expand into and take advantage of more and more ways to make money with their studios, their recordings, and their services. Let's delve into the obvious and non-obvious. And remember, just as importantly as giving you more options, the idea is to get your mind thinking outside the box. Also, keep in mind, even if you don't make money directly on some of the items I'm going to mention immediately, good PR is a very valuable asset. That is, getting your studio and name out into the public and into a good light. By the way, please keep in mind, I can guide you and help simplify for you, including any necessary contracts and negotiations, all of the below. Simply put, this includes any creative, business, legal, and contractual situations you may run into, which I will most probably be able to guide you and answer any of your questions. More on this as we go on. Okay. Now, obviously, some of the following depend on the size and layout of your facility, but there are also many where size doesn't matter. 1. Offer different types of audio engineering and/or producing classes with you and/or an associate. 2. Offer other types of musical or music business classes or seminars. 3. Using extra rooms with maybe a backline for renting rehearsal space. 4. Using extra rooms with pre-recording equipment, charging hourly or package rate. 5. Having music business professional speakers appear for present and potential clients to see and hear your place, and getting your studio and your name out there, which brings in even more possible clients. For example, if in the general Philly area, I could come in and address any requested or desired creative, business, or legal topics and answer any of their questions on the music industry. Number 6. Intimate concerts and events. And now, shifting gears a little, number 7. First facetious question. How many studio owners, engineers, end up producing or co-producing some of your clients' recordings? Now, producers normally get paid either upfront, which is cash per hour, per song, per project, and the like, or on the back end, usually starting out at 3% of the retail selling price, or a combination of both, upfront and back end money. Number 8. And my second facetious question, how many of you end up helping write songs on some of your clients' recordings? I don't mean just a couple notes or words. You may have earned and can receive a piece of the writing, a piece of the publishing, a combination of both, or whatever is agreed to. Keep in mind, the possible cash and royalties from these contributions may be worth a lot, and you can receive dividends over many years. Now, a note regarding number 7, producing, and 8, songwriting. Even besides money, but also important, is having your name on the products. That is, the ones you're willing to put your name behind, of course. And don't forget to offer these services in your promotion and word of mouth, that you can help them with these things. Number 9. During times the studio isn't in use, perhaps there's an artist you really believe in that you'd like to back by giving them free studio time. If so, 1. Start a production company and or indie label. Unless they pay for studio time, you own the recordings. And start a music publishing company. You can write, co-write, and or own or co-own the songs. Note, please keep in mind that recordings and songs are two different copyrights and two separate sources of income. And a very important note, get any agreements on paper before you start recording them. Suffice it to say, I could fill a small book on just stories I've run into where there were no contracts and there were started or finished products that resulted in messes, including losses of substantial income. I recommend at least a well-written production agreement with the client on paper. I usually recommend a combination production company indie label agreement in one contract. This gives the production company the right to either place their artists with a label or distribute and sell product themselves instead if they so wish. Perhaps you may want to become a slash label with another label. Keep in mind, the whole recording company game has changed. And number 10, you can offer other services, depending, of course, on expertise and or associates at your studio or elsewhere. Note, by sitting down with the studio owner, I will be able to come up with other ideas that fit that person in studio, let alone coming up with a combination of any and all that I discussed above. Okay, so how can I personally help you? In brief, I can meet privately with you, the studio, and or your clients, whether they be singers, songwriters, musicians, or producers on the creative side, or managers, publishers, production companies, and indie labels on the business side, and offer you both complete personalized guidance regarding your and or their careers in music-related businesses, including any necessary contracts and negotiations. And I could do this all for a very reasonable per hour rate. And no, I don't charge for every phone call or email. I can meet with you in person, by Skype, video, audio, by phone, whatever. I work nationally. Let's face it, you do want to have ways to make money and stay involved in your clients' careers even after they finish their initial recordings. And that's where I can come in to help you and them, and therefore you. As a music business educator and consultant with 40 years of studio experience and 30 years of guiding others, I know there needs to be added sources of income for studios to survive and succeed in the 21st century. Now here's some important links which you can check out on my actual written blog. Now, for more details on what I do, go to my website, ProfessorPooch.com. And there's several articles you should read in the free library. Like I said, the links are on the blog. Or just go inside, go in the free library, and click on the first two articles. And don't forget my book and courses. You and your clients should know the music business that you and they are in, and save thousands over a college education. It's right on my site. And of course, I can always be reached at pooch@professorpooch.com. Tune in for the next episode and take care. Bye-bye.